Hello and welcome to everybody listening. This is Balancing the Act, a podcast that focuses on how you manage your job and make sure you travel. In this podcast, you will hear stories from people who were willing to take a leap of faith and believe in their ideas. Each podcast will leave you educated and leave you with a unique life lesson.
Hello and welcome to Balancing the Act. Today I am with an artist, a visual director, a creative consultant. She goes by the name Comet Juice on Instagram. Hi Aisha, welcome to Balancing the Act.
Hi Kevin, thanks for having me here.
I think you are the most chirpiest person I know, and we should talk about art and what your passion for art is to begin with.
Well, so as far as I can remember, I've always done been really happy around making things or like with my crayons and paints. I've always been around art and crafts, like all the way back to school, summer holidays with my, you know, crayons and paints. And I think that was my most favorite thing to do. Obviously, my most favorite period in school was art and craft, and that's where I found joy, and I just kept doing more of it. And I was encouraged to do more of it by my family also. They would buy me these craft books and art books, and I mean, for me, it was, I didn't have to think about it. I didn't ever think that it was something different, or it was as normal as, okay, we eat lunch now and now I do art, or like you eat lunch, you brush your teeth, whatever. It was a very normal activity for me, and I'm happy to have been able to, I mean, I'm still figuring it out. What exactly do I want to do? Because all forms of art excite me, but I'm happy to be on this journey and I'm happy to continue discovering different artistic abilities that are hidden inside me.
I want to understand, you know, what are the different types of art form? Like, to me as a non-artist person, for me art is art, like sub art. So what right. Do you consider as art, and any type forms that you are specializing in?
Right, but you're not wrong when you think that everything is art, because actually anything and everything is art. Truly, I'm not just saying that to be cliche. One of my friends makes fun of me. He's like, life is art, art is life. And I'm like, what? But it's true. Any specific forms of art? Well, when you study art formally, you're exposed to different types of art. And I thoroughly enjoyed typography. I majored in typography. So I really like letter forms, constructing letter forms. It's very technical, because you really have to think of height and weight and whether the structure can balance the bumps and curves of the letters. So I really enjoy geeking out on constructing letters. But apart from that, I like all art forms. The only one I'm not a big fan of is like varli art. And that pops up in my head right now because somebody asked me to make some varli art for them, and I was like, I can't, I'm sorry, I can't. But apart from that, I enjoy working with different mediums. I enjoy working with video, I enjoy working with digital illustration, I enjoy working with paints, clay, any kind of, I love exploring different mediums and formats.
How has the passion like come into this, and what was like the way or the method to all of this madness? How can you make a living out of it?
I should start off by saying that I'm still figuring it out, but I am formally trained in art, right? I have a degree in commercial art, so I think that's where it starts. I spent 4 years learning, growing, exploring. I had an amazing teacher who like really pushed me to do things my own way. She never told me how to do things. She saw that I was exploring, and she pushed me in a direction which was an explorative direction, and I continue to do that in my work right now. And I started my career in advertising. I spent a year and a half at an agency. I quickly realized that I don't want to spend my time making logos bigger and smaller. But there was a lot to learn from the people I met there also. My bosses encouraged me to quit. They were like, oh, you should totally do things outside of agency also. You have so much potential, this, that. And I was like, guys, I'm here till 11, 12 p.m. When is the outside of the agency hours? Like, what are you talking about? There is no outside of agency hours. There's one day, which is Sunday, when I don't want to do anything because I'm completely spent. But eventually, I quit that job, and I realized that I didn't have a plan. And I figured my plan was to explore what I wanted to do. that has just continued into what I'm doing even now. I continue to explore even now. Luckily for me, people liked some of the work I was doing, and I got commissioned to do the same work for brands. And I guess that's how it picked up. But I guess the one thing that I'm doing that is working is to continue to explore and to continue to do more of what makes me happy.
So I want to understand your experiences of travel and how they've changed your life. Like, you're in this journey and obviously you're going to places, you're meeting new people. So what is that like?
I mean, travel, of course, like, as generic as this may sound, travel is always life-changing. I mean, for me, I always come back a changed person because perceptions have changed. I've met new people, I've had new experiences. So that filter through which I see the world has evolved, it's grown, it's got more filters. So I really like that. And I've obviously traveled a bit for work also, which is always exciting. It's always exciting to work in new places. You meet new people, you learn new things. So yeah, I mean, like everybody else, travel has influenced my life for,
But any travel that makes you realize like, oh, this was the Aisha I never discovered. Like, this is something special. And after that moment, that very moment, you changed your method of work or you realized that things can be done differently as well.
Well, yes. So there is this one specific incident that happened. And I've always been a fan of Andy Warhol, all right? I love his work, and I love more than his work, actually, I love his life story. But gives me immense inspiration to learn that somebody who just followed his heart eventually did something significant with his work. And it was art. He didn't save people. I mean, art can save people, but it wasn't like a doctor saving lives. It was just art that has saved my life many times over. You know, I feel like really happy looking at his work. And so on one of my birthdays, I decided I'm going to give myself like a trip to London to see his work at the Tate. And it happened. And when I was there, when I was actually in front of his real life work, you know, I've seen the same work I've seen in books and online, and I've seen it multiple times. I know it. But it was just suddenly so different. And I remember standing in front of one of his like large scale works and just crying. I was, the tears were flowing from my eyes. It was so emotional. And Andy Warhol makes pop art. It's not like, it is deep. It is immensely layered. There's a lot of meaning, but it's also so bright and cheerful. And there I was looking at this pink and yellow pop art just sobbing away, because what it did to me was it made me believe that he is real, that he was a real person. Yes, you read about him, but it's not any different from reading comics about Batman and Superman and like all these like fictional characters who, they are heroes in your mind. So for me, he was also a hero in my mind. But when I actually saw his work, I was like, oh my God, he was real. He actually existed and he actually did all these things. So I feel like that was like a life-changing moment for me to actually experience his work in person.
What was this whole London trip about, and especially being on your birthday, obviously not going there for just that one experience, or even though you went for that one experience, there were other things as well that you did, or you were just like so pure onto that experience?
I mean, my priority on every day was to visit each and every museum in the city. So I spent all my time in all the museums there. Of course, the idea was to go visit the city, look at the city, look around, explore the city, explore the people, explore the energy, and had great, immense fun doing that. But yeah, this is one of the experiences that really stands out, because it really proves that no matter what you're doing, you continue to do it, you can impact other people's lives. And the impact his work had on my life is what I hope to have on like other people's lives with my work.
Nice. What do you think of the museums that like exist in Mumbai or India? Have you visited any of those? And is there anything that art museums?
I mean, of course, I've visited all the museums and art galleries here in school. They take you on these like field trips. Come on, chalo, let's go. And you're going with your little fruity box and peppy packets to all these museums. And yeah, I love looking at everything in the museum, because you're learning about history through visual artifacts, through a visual medium. You're learning about literally how your country was made through these like stones and papers and textiles. And I'm immensely like interested in learning about different textiles and craft forms of the country. So I loved visiting museums. And there's a very active, I mean, right now in COVID, it's a bit slow, but they just opened. But there's a very active art circle in Bombay also. There's this thing called Art Night Thursday, which happens in and around Kulaba, where all the galleries are open till late. I used to love going for that. Less because of the art and more because of the culture that's and the energy that's available at your disposal. And I didn't find this. I mean, I'm sure these circles exist in other cities in India, but I feel like in Bombay, it's, I mean, I love the other cities also. I love Bangalore and Delhi and Kolkata. But like, I feel like it's different in Bombay because you can just walk up to a person and just like start a conversation about nothing. And that's what I love about visiting galleries. That's what I love about Art Night Thursday. It's nice to be surrounded by people who are interested in the same things as you. And yeah.
Who's your favorite person to travel with?
Okay, so I don't have a favorite person to travel with, but I can tell you about one of my friends who I traveled with. Her name is Dia. She'd be laughing her head off if she heard her name right now. But we went to Kodaikanal together and it was really fun traveling with her. Like, the only thing we did together was have our meals and like probably come back at night and like sleep, and like if we had to like do any intercity travel together, but the rest of the time we were doing our own thing very happily. And that's nice. It's nice when you can, there's no pressure of, oh, like, oh, let's go there, or there's no pressure of that. We're both doing our own thing, and so I really enjoy traveling with her. It was good fun. Plus we both, she's also an artist, so like we both had a lot of fun. We carried these little props with us, like lights and masks and costumes. So, and because Kodaikanal offers itself to a lot of greenery and there were little ponds and waterfalls in that area, we had a lot of fun creating these like magical sceneries and visuals and dressing up and taking pictures. So yeah, I had a lot of fun traveling with her because we got to play together.
What is your most important life lesson that you've learned throughout your life? Like, if there is one piece of wisdom that Aisha is giving to the world, what is it?
Well, if there's one piece of wisdom, I feel like I have a lot more wisdom to gain. But if there's one thing that I've learned is to just keep doing things that make you happy, because that's what I do. And believe in magic, in the magic of things. It doesn't, like, don't let the world tell you otherwise. Magic exists, and having fun is not bad, and being playful with your work is the purest form of joy you can ever experience. So just keep doing that.
I think it makes sense completely. It makes sense to me because I am of the same thought process. If you like doing it, you keep continue doing it, even though you might not get rewarded for it. But I think the reward can come anytime. That's what my mom tells me. But anything
also
you
the
look...
reward. The reward is the joy you get out of it. That is the reward.
Correct. So it's not monetary pleasure maybe, but mentally I think you're in a better place. And anything you look forward to doing in this remaining 2020, what do you think for the end of this wonderful year? Do you want to bring some artwork in, some of your new activities that you've planned? Is there anything that you're looking forward to in 2020 or 2021?
There is a special project that I'm working on, which I'm looking forward to, hopefully in 2021. Too much pressure in 2020 right now. I don't know how it will happen right now, but I think I'll speak more about it when it happens. But apart from that, I have really enjoyed the, you know, time that I've got during this pandemic, and I'm just looking forward to December right now. That's all I'm looking forward to, just making it to December. That's all.
2020 is the year for survival, rather, let me put it that way. And I think, Aisha, it was lovely talking to you. We got to know about art and the various museums that you visited. I think once everything opens up, I think people in Bombay should definitely check out the art scene that happens on every Thursday. If you could help them out maybe, or, you know, give me a link to a Facebook page that I can help these guys with, I think it would be wonderful. And thank you for taking out the time and speaking to me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for having me and being interested in my life.
This podcast is brought to you by Backpacker Me. Instagram handle @BackpackerMe. Follow, share.